a knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. Our rendezvous.
Down in our rendezvous, three is company too.
Down at our rendezvous.
Down in our rendezvous, three is company too.
So cold. Chrissy, it's freezing in here.
Turn up the thermostat.
I did that before and nothing happened.
Well, you know what I do? First, I hit it with my shoe real hard 3 times.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Okay, now what?
Now Mr. Furley calls and he asks what all the noise is about, and I ask him if he can fix our thermostat, and he says no and hangs up. See?
Hello? Oh, hi, Mr. Furley. What noise? Oh, that was me. I was trying to knock the ice off of the thermostat. No, I'm not kidding, Mr. Furley. It's freezing up here, so why don't you come up and fix it? No, wait, Mr. Furley. Oh.
What'd he say?
He said it's never cold in California.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Janet.
Oh, hi. What do you got there?
Oh, I got us a great new painting. That's what I've got here. You know Joey, the delivery boy down at the flower shop?
Yeah.
He painted this. What do you think?
Jenna, it's you.
Are you kidding? It doesn't look a thing like her.
This is an abstract. Joey calls it crowd.
See, Jack, it's a bunch of other people.
I was thinking it'd look pretty good right over here. How about helping me hang it, Jack?
Oh, no, Janet, you take care of it. I gotta get ready. I'm working down at the Le Petit Salon tonight.
Le Petit Salon? That's the fanciest restaurant in town.
Oui, oui.
What are you doing, parking cars?
I'm assisting the pet chef.
Oh, okay.
He's parking cars, too?
Well, I don't have time to waste talking to peasants. I'm going to take a hot shower.
Oh, hot shower?
Cold shower. Mr. Furley didn't fix the hot water yet.
Cold?
Freezing. Don't worry, Jack. You'll look great in goosebumps.
Try to hammer without making any noise.
This'll be all right. Take it easy. Let me show you how this is done, okay? Chrissy, hand me that scotch tape over there, will you? You didn't break the skin. Don't be a baby.
Okay.
Now watch carefully, okay? There's a right way to do things and a wrong way.
Uh-huh. Which way is this?
Just look and learn, all right? Okay. Now you just drive the nail into the tape so there's no chipping or cracking. When the phone rings, you answer it.
You answer it.
I'll answer it. Hello?
Oh, that's bound to be Furley. If he sees that hole, he'll throw us out.
Well, what are we gonna do?
Just be quiet and act natural.
Act
There's
natural.
Nothing wrong. Yeah, go let him in.
Jack, look, are you
look
kidding?
It. Just let him in.
Okay, I'll let him in. All right. Ooh.
Coming!
Let him in now, guys. Hello, Mr. Furley. How nice of you to drop by. It's been such a quiet day.
Quiet! Quiet! What have you people been doing up here? Bouncing bricks?
That's so humorous, bouncing bricks.
What are you doing?
Huh? Oh, I'm just seeing how this picture looks here.
Oh.
My towel's slipping.
Very,
very long waiting list for this apartment, you know.
Oh, yes, Mr. Furley, I'm sure you have a long waiting list and don't think we don't appreciate this building.
Yes.
Yes.
And besides...
Hmm?
There's a retired librarian who'd just love to live here.
Oh, well, I think four would be a little crowded.
Besides... older tenants are in less trouble.
Oh, Mr. Furley, we are aging very quickly.
So... let's just try to cooperate, all right? No more noise.
We will cooperate, I promise.
Yes, Mr. Furley, we will. We promise we'll be the best tenants you've ever had. We're really going to be good.
I don't enjoy being the bad guy, you know.
No, sir, I'm sure you don't. Goodbye.
You promised no more noise. Oh, what's that? Look at that. It's a hole in the wall.
No wonder it's been so cold up here.
Oh, no, it's gone too far. This is the last straw.
Mr. Furley, please. It was totally an accident, and we will pay for it. We will pay for it.
You bet you will, because I'm warning you. Any more noise or any more damages, and out you go. And I mean out. O-U-T. Out.
Concerto of Love.
Oh, yeah? What's it about?
Oh, it's about this young, handsome fellow named George who's about to inherit a fortune, but his uncle throws him overboard, but luckily he manages to catch on to a passing submarine. Then he gets to a desert island where he finds a treasure and diamonds. So he goes back home, proves his uncle is guilty, gets his inheritance back, and marries the girl he's always loved.
Chrissy, you're only on page four.
Yeah, I can't wait to see how the rest turns out.
Living with you.
Hi, hi, hi.
Ow, ow, ow.
Wait till you hear what happened to me tonight. I was a hero at Le Petit Salon. I saved a man's life.
How? By recommending another restaurant?
Janet, I'm serious.
Jan, you really saved someone's life?
Yes!
Well, what happened?
This guy was choking, see? And the Heimlich procedure saved him.
I thought you did.
No, Chrissy, the Heimlich procedure is the way you unblock the windpipe when somebody has food stuck there. See, this guy was choking, so I just reached around him like this. I put my hands together like this right here and gave a series of real quick pushes, right, like this, in and up until the food popped out and the guy could breathe again.
Jack, you really were a hero.
You were wonderful.
Well, yeah, it was a great feeling, I'll tell you.
Well, I bet it was. A couple of months ago, I saw a guy in a restaurant choking like that.
Did you?
Oh, yeah, it was terrifying to see.
I know what you mean. But this guy was so grateful, he kept asking what he could do for me.
Hope you told him anybody who eats in a restaurant like that has to be rich.
Receive. I never thought of personal gain. I just gave him my name, address, phone number, social security.
Listen, that technique's a really good thing to know. Would you mind showing me your procedure?
Oh, sure, I'll show you my procedure. See, what you do is you put your hand here,
hand
the other hand goes right around here, you see?
Yeah, got it.
And then you apply real gentle pressure right about here.
Gentle pressure? I thought you said it was real quick thrusts.
No, but this is Tripper's procedure.
Who's that? That's Furley saving a phone call. What do you think?
It's crooked.
Now, what do you think?
It's better.
Well, I think we can get by with just a paint touch-up.
Hey, what's going on?
Of course, as soon as it's vacant, we'll need an overall carpet cleaning.
Vacant?
I think that you might check the thermostat. I think it's just fine, but I want everything ship-shaped for the new tenants.
New tenants? What is this?
Yeah, we haven't done anything.
But first, let's check the toilet tank back here.
What?
Hey, is it legal for him to come barging in like this?
Yeah, what happened to our civil rights?
Hello? Yeah, I'm the guy who helped you in the restaurant. Oh, it was nothing at all. No, there's nothing I really need, thank you. Other than a new apartment, that is. What? You do? Fantastic! I have two roommates, though. They can?
What can they? Your roommates. What?
Hang on. It's the guy whose life I saved. He's offering us a 3-bedroom penthouse overlooking the ocean, rent-free for 1 year at a place called the Paradise Towers.
Take it! Take it!
I will. I will. We'll take it. We'll take it. We'll take it. Yeah. How can I repay you? Just cook you a gourmet dinner? I'd be delighted to. Tonight is fine. How does creme brulee sound? Fine. Well, we'll see you tonight, okay? Thanks a lot. Thank you, sir.
All right, hold it down, hold it down. What's all the yahooing about?
Oh, Mr. Hurley, we're so happy.
Happy? I'm throwing you out and you're happy?
Yeah, isn't that wonderful?
Thank you, Mr. Hurley.
I don't understand you people. You understand him, Herbie? Oh, never mind. What color do you think we ought to paint the baseboards?
Well, a nice raspberry would be good.
Raspberry? I never heard of raspberry.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, there. That ought to do it.
Are you sure you did it right?
Of course I did it right.
You didn't put in too much?
Too much what?
I don't know. You're the cook.
Will you girls stop worrying? Dinner's going to be perfect.
Okay. Oh, Chrissy, I don't believe our luck. We're each going to have our own room.
I know.
Oh, listen, we better help clean up.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
Chrissy, there's nothing to be sorry about. Nothing's broken.
Yeah, but Mr. Furley downstairs.
We don't have to worry about noise anymore, remember? And besides, it's perfectly normal to drop a pan once in a while.
Yeah, and we probably owe him a few.
That's right.
My goodness, you know, I don't think I dropped a pan last week. Or the week before that.
Yeah, me neither.
Guess who?
Well, if that's Mr. Furley, the three of us are in a hot kettle of soup now.
Now, hear this. I know you're not going to be here much longer, but as long as you are here, I don't want to hear any more noise. You understand? No more noise.
What kind of noise?
What do you mean, what kind of noise?
Well, Mr. Furley, there are all kinds of noise, you know. I mean, there's dropping the telephone noise.
Of course, and there's pots and pans noise. And there's slamming the door noise.
And then there's my favorite, the all-popular...
All right. That's it. Keep it quiet. You don't have to make a big song and dance about it.
Song and dance? You mean like, da 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 da
da da da da da da da da da da
da da da da da da da da da da. Chrissy, Chrissy, I gotta get back to dinner. That guy from the restaurant will be here any moment now.
Oh, hi. Huh? Your door was open, so...
You came right in.
Very good.
Lana, excuse me, we're expecting some company now, so I...
Mr. Furley told me that you're leaving.
Yeah, he told us, too.
Did you know that he's gonna change the lock on your door?
He can't do that while we're still living here.
We won't be able to get out.
I can't leave dinner. You girls will have to go talk to him.
Oh, thank you.
Why don't we have to cook?
Jack. Okay, we'll go talk to him. Come on, Chrissy. Let's do it.
Go ahead.
Jack. It's so nice to be alone with you.
Lana, don't start anything now, okay? I got some company coming.
Jack, please. I came as a friend. I was worried about you. I mean, where will you go?
Well, there's no reason to get worried. We have a great place lined up.
Oh, that's good. I hope it's not too far away. I mean, we were just getting close.
Actually, you were getting close. I was trying to get away.
Oh, Jack, oh, come on. I'm so sorry. I never meant to annoy you.
Hey, what gave you that idea?
Well, I mean, I can understand why you wouldn't want me around.
What are you talking about?
Well, after all, next to your younger girlfriends, I must look very plain.
Are you kidding? You're very attractive.
Oh, that's very sweet of you, but you don't really mean that.
Of course I do, Lana. You are a very beautiful woman.
Oh, then you do care.
Well, I mean...
I thought you were taking care of dinner.
Well, he is cooking.
Lana, come on, Lana.
Don't forget to give me your address. I don't want to lose touch.
Excuse me, I'm looking for Jack Tripper.
Oh, right in there. He's the one with the great body.
Well, it's nice to see you again, Mr.
Wormold. Lyle Wormold.
Mr. Wormold, yeah, yes. Dinner's almost ready.
Oh, good.
I'd like you to meet my two roommates, Chrissy and Janet.
Hi.
How do you do? It's a great pleasure.
Thank you, the same.
They're my roommates, and they're both girls.
Yeah, well, that's nice. But where's dinner? You did say creme brulee?
Yes, sir, it won't be long.
Gee, Mr. Wormold, you look familiar. You wouldn't happen to be a customer at the Arcade Flower Shop, would you?
No, I wouldn't. I'm really looking forward to your cooking.
You know, when Jack saved your life in the restaurant, it was a big waste of time.
What?
Because when you taste his cooking, you'll just die.
Why don't we eat now, and then during dinner, you can tell us all about the Paradise Towers, okay?
Fine, yes.
Great, girls, will you help me set up?
Sure,
we'll be right
sure.
back.
Sure, Jack, have you ever seen anybody eat like that?
I've never seen anything eat like that.
That man hasn't looked up from his plate once.
Well, yes, he did, Janet, when he asked for more potatoes.
Oh. You know what else he hasn't mentioned all evening? Paradise Towers.
Well, give him a chance to relax, and he'll fill us in when he finishes eating.
If he finishes eating. Well, how is everything? Gee, Mr. Wormold... Mr. Wormold, I'm just sure that we've met before. Maybe at the music center?
No, I only go to dinner theaters. Delicious squab.
Yeah, Jack can do a lot with a bird.
Say, Mr. Wormold, where is this Paradise Towers exactly?
Oh, it's, that-a-way.
Doesn't it have a doorman?
Mm-hmm.
In a uniform?
What? Oh, yes. Oh, yes, we have lots of uniforms. We have red uniforms, blue uniforms, yellow, green, purple. Oh, yes.
Creme brulee.
Oh, magnificent.
Yes, help yourself, Janet.
Oh, thank you, Jack.
Listen, I have a wonderful suggestion, Mr. Wormold. After dinner, why don't you take us on a tour of the penthouse?
Oh, excellent. Really excellent.
I know you. Was it...
Mr. Wormy? Yeah. Can you really see the ocean from the penthouse?
Only if you're looking through the window.
Could I see you in the kitchen, Jack?
What?
Could I see you in the kitchen, Jack?
What is it?
That's him.
Who?
That guy that I saw choking at a restaurant 2 months ago?
No.
It's the same guy.
Janet.
Jack, will you listen?
How high is Paradise Towers?
Well, is 150 stories very high?
Wow. They only have buildings that high in New York or Chicago.
Yes, and that isn't fair, is it?
Please ask him. Ask him.
Excuse me, Mr. Wormold.
Go on.
Do you make it a habit of choking in restaurants?
Oh, my, yes.
You see, the man doesn't... What?
Well, if I don't choke or have a heart attack, they try to make me pay. So I always do it just before the check comes.
What an awful thing to do.
Yeah, yeah, be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, no. No, if I didn't choke, they'd give me the bill, and I'd have to tell them I have no money, and they'd feel bad, and I'd feel bad. My way, everybody feels good.
Oh. You have no money?
Oh, no, no.
And there's no Paradise Towers either.
Well, I'm sure there is. Somewhere.
Well,
that was delicious. Mm-hmm. And now I must be going. I have a cab waiting.
A cab with a meter running?
Oh, yes. You see, I fall down and somebody pays the driver and sends me home. People are so nice. And you're so nice. I know you'll find your Paradise Towers someday. Goodbye.
I don't believe it. Furley. Mr. Furley!
We're going to apologize.
Yeah?
Humbly, abjectly, profusely, and a little crawling wouldn't hurt.
Come in, it's open.
Mr. Furley.
Nice, Mr. Furley.
Yeah.
Mr. Furley, we are terribly sorry about everything.
I don't care.
And we want you to know that it was all our fault.
I don't give a diddly-do-darn about anything that happens in this flea bag anymore. You can dig holes in the wall, in the floor, in the ceiling, for all I care.
You mean we can stay?
Yes! You're my brother's problem now. My big-mouth, know-it-all, idiot brother who's always bossing me around. Oh, hi, Bart! I was just talking about you. Yeah, and I want you to know that I've always hated you from your pointed head right down to your pointed toes. And that goes for your mean wife and your weird kids and your mangy dog. And I'm not working for you for peanuts anymore because I quit.
Well, how do you like them green apples?
Really, this isn't like you.
You noticed the improvement, huh?
What happened?
What happened? I'll tell you what happened. I was out front, and some old guy fell down. I picked him up, put him in a cab, and he was so grateful, he made me the new manager of Paradise Towers.
Mr. Furley, cheer up.
Yeah, Jack will fix it up with your brother.
I don't think it'll work.
Shh. Mr. Bart Furley? Yes, I'm Dr. Tripper. I'm calling on behalf of your brother, Ralph. What? No. No, 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 he couldn't have. No, that must have been some practical joker. No, your brother Ralph, for the last 24 hours, has been suffering from an acute case of laryngitis. Yes, nurse, would you help Mr. Furley over here to the phone, please? I would like you to listen to your brother for yourself.
Bah! Bah!
Yes, Mr. Furley wants you to know that he sends his love to you and your wonderful family and your lovely dog and hope everything is just peachy where you are. Yes. Thank you. I'll tell him. Thank you. Bye-bye.
What'd he say? What'd he say?
He just says thank you for doing a great job over here.
Oh, yahoo!
Now, will you call Herbie and tell him to fix that hole in the wall in the thermostat? Three's Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.